All right, we are just about ready to begin our broadcast of game number one of the semifinal series between Killa Ace and Ramvid. Killa Ace has decided to choose the map Plains to Hill for the matchup, and both players will be going random. And we are just about ready to get underway. I am joined for this broadcast by my good friend, Zorak. Zorak, how are you tonight?
I am very well indeed. And it looks like we're about to get underway, so let's do this.
All right, Killa Ace is in the brown and is located in the top left corner of the map. And he is Protoss, while Ramvid is in the top right corner playing as the red Zerg. So we are going to have a Protoss versus Zerg game. It should be a pretty entertaining game between these two, as Killa Ace's Protoss is pretty good, and obviously Ramvid's Zerg is pretty good as well.
Well, in a matchup between these two, you certainly don't know necessarily what to expect. Ordinarily, I guess you'd think that Killa Ace would be able to beat Ramvid, but I have heard that on a couple of different occasions, Ram has been able to put Killa Ace in his place, so to speak.
And of course, at this point, early on in the game, we have our first scouts. Ramvid with his Overlord is scouting to the wrong position in the bottom right corner, while Killa Ace has his probe going to the right spot in the top right. As our good friend Clayzant from the other commentating would say, that's probably a big advantage early on for Killa Ace. But anyways, enough about him. But anyways. Ramvid has his spawning pool.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so.
We'll get this timing eventually, right?
Okay, well, yeah, it looks like Ram is building his first spawning pool right now, while Killa Ace is just scouting and harassing a little, just causing a little bit of damage, and and Ramvid has just mentioned that he hates this map, so this is key.
Killa Ace has two gateways that are almost ready to go, so it looks like a standard two-gateway build for Mr. Killa Ace. Ramvid looks like he has six Zerglings that have just completed, and looks like Ramvid is on the way for an early rush. Here, the six Zerglings are, however, going up the one high ground area that is in front of his base that doesn't lead him anywhere. That could have cost him a little bit of valuable time, as that'll give Killa Ace more time to get a couple of Zealots up in defense. And there is the first Zealot, and that Zealot's on its way. It looks like to intercept those six Zerglings coming towards Killa Ace's main base. Ramvid also has expanded to an interesting spot right in front of this bridge area that leads to the right side of the map. And the six Zerglings are ready to intercept that one Zealot. And of course, our first melee is underway. The Zealot, of course, realizes that he's massively outnumbered, retreats, and here comes reinforcements, a second Zealot for Killa Ace, which should easily repel this attack from Ramvid. Back to you.
Okay, so at the moment it looks like Ram has decided to retreat his early attacking force, and Killa Ace is in pursuit, but it looks like now Ram is sending reinforcements over, possibly to take out those two Zealots that are following him back to his base. And now it appears that the two Zealots are retreating, and Ram is trying to make yet another incursion into Killa Ace's base. All the while, Killa has started warping in an assimilator and is now building a forge. And looks like he's going to try and tech a little bit now. Back to you.
Yep, it looks like early on in this game, Ramvid was trying to overpower Killa Ace. However, it did not look like it went very well.
It would seem that Ram is playing pretty aggressively. He's already started his first expansion and has built a hatchery in the way of the entryway to his base. And he is now accumulating Zerglings and has built a creep colony, possibly to morph into a sunken colony, which he just did. And Killa has sent another scouting probe, which was just promptly destroyed. Back to you.
Rambit has reinforced his expansion that's blocking the couple of ramps that lead into his main base as a sunken colony. Make that two sunken colonies and reinforced by a group of 12 Zerglings. It's also important to note that he has a second expansion at his natural, which is located in the center of the map. Meanwhile, Kill Ace back in his main base looks like he is getting an upgrade. Key thing to watch throughout this game. And he also has a Citadel underway as well. Could we be seeing Templars in the near future? Back to you.
Okay, well, at the moment it looks like Killa is now taking the Plateau expansion, just building a couple of pylons there, most likely to keep track of things with the sight range of those buildings there. All the while, he seems to be moving out his force of zealots here, and trying to kill a scout that Ram has sent over to his base, and all the while, it looks like Ram is just trying to build up his economy a little bit, not really focusing on unit production at this point. Back to you.
Killa Ace looks like he is on the attack with 5 Zealots, and they're going to probably become mincemeat if they go into that expansion area there with the 2 Sunken Colonies and the Zerglings. There's not enough room for those Zealots to get by. Killa Ace realizes that real quick, and he's on the retreat with those 5 Zealots. He had 3 Zealots coming the other way, trying to get around the other side, the 2 pathways into the main base, but Rambit had that defended as well. Killa Ace has just realized that he's going to need to do a little bit more, something a little more creative than that to get through the main attack of Rambit. In the meanwhile, back in Killa Ace's side of the map, he has his expansion underway at his natural, and also has a very well-placed photon cannon, which should give him some support against an attack from Rambit. Back to you.
Okay, well, it appears that now Kill Ace is expanding onto that plateau there, as you may have very well said earlier, and it looks like he's gotten the Templar archives up and running, so he has just produced 2 High Templar and is now making an Archon, and if I am not mistaken, he should also be able to build some Dark Templar and maybe possibly perform a little drop just to and cause a little bit of chaos for Ram. All the while, it looks like Ram has finally put out a Hydralisk Den and may possibly be tending to lurkers. And other than that, both sides seem to be focused mainly on their economy, not so much in the way of unit production at the moment. Back to you.
In the meanwhile, back in Ramvid's main base, there is a Hydralisk Den that, and also a couple of Hydralisks that have been constructed, as well as 2 Evolution Chambers, which should give Ramvid the opportunity to catch up a little bit in the upgrade column. Killa Ace's upgrade is completed, and it was the attack upgrade, so his Zealots are now at 001. Back in Killa Ace's natural expansion, he has a robotics facility that is complete already, and also has an observatory. What a surprise, as his use of recon will be coming into effect very shortly, as well as an Archon, and his natural expansion also has a good number of probes in it, as does Ramvid's, however, as well. Back to you.
Well, I think now that that observatory is done, we can expect to see quite a few observers being pumped out by Killa Ace here, as you just said, you know, recon seems to be a hallmark of his game style, and he certainly does use information to his advantage. And now it looks like Ram is making a strategic positioning maneuver with his lurkers here, and he's now trying to force back the Zealots at the bridge entrance over by Kill Ace's base, and he managed to push them back a little bit, but did not push any further because there was a photon cannon placed on the plateau, which is halting his advance. So at the moment, it looks like he's trying to perform some sort of containment, and all the while, he is building more overlords back at his base, possibly so he can start production of his combat units in earnest here in a second. Back to you.
Yes, that one photon cannon really gave Killa Ace the opportunity. Just for the record, I seem to keep coming back too quickly, and it hits your, so I'm getting an echo from you, too.
Oh, sorry about that.
Alright. As I was saying, anyway, those four lurkers were basically repelled by one single cannon that was in a very good spot. It is true to note that Killa Ace did have an observer that was coming up lately. We're actually just right in time, excuse me. However, still, had he not had that photon cannon there, Ramvid would have had an opportunity to push into the main base of Killa Ace and could have done quite a bit of damage. At this point as well, we should take a note of the units that Killa Ace has back in his main base. He has built a bunch of Dragoons. He has 5 goons to support the 4 Zealots in his main base. Not to mention as well, he has 11 Zealots and an Archon sitting at the entrance to his bridge. There's also a High Templar there, which is ready to use Psionic Storm probably at any moment against Ramvid Zerglings, which are now on its way down, it looks like, towards the bottom of the map, where Ramvid has expanded to the main base located in the bottom right. So that makes 3 bases for Ramvid at this point versus the 2 bases of Killa Ace. Back to you.
Well, at the moment it looked like Killa Ace was just performing a little harassment, possibly just trying to distract Ramvid a little bit, and Ram responded by sending down a rather large force of his Zerglings, and it looks like now Killa Ace has decided to reinforce his little harassing force, and has managed to take out quite a few Zerglings, and if Ram doesn't get reinforcements to his new expansion here, he is going to lose it. And it looks like now the Zerglings are arriving, and they're trying their best to take out the Zealots, but the Zealots are taking out quite a few of them in the process, and it looks like the Zealots came out on top. So now, if Ram doesn't save this base, he's gonna be in pretty deep trouble in just about a second here. I'm back to you.
Yep, that hatchery that was just completed in the bottom right corner has just disappeared. The key to that whole battle there, even though Ramvid sent a good group of Zerglings down to the bottom right, the Zealots had an advantage. They were upgraded twice with the attack versus Ramvid only having the single armor upgrade. So now that's going to put Ramvid in a deep hole here, as now Killa Ace is going to have the economic advantage, as Ramvid sent a look like a lot of his drones as well to head down to that bottom right expansion. So it looks like Killa Ace has just given himself a good chance to take control of this game. Back to you.
Well, like I had thought earlier, actually that attack was just a distraction tactic, as he Killa Ace had actually decided to go in and drop Ram's main expansion, and it looks like he managed to do quite a bit of damage, as there are almost no drones left at that expansion right now, and Ram is desperately trying to rebuild his working force. At the moment, it looks like Ram is sending out a group of scouting Zerglings to look for any possible expansions that Killa Ace might be building at the moment, and he is not finding any. Back to you.
And we have another major little melee going on here. A bunch of Zerglings for Ramvid, taking out a bunch of Zealots and a bunch of Dragoons. However, with the upgrade differential there, those Zerglings are mincemeat to that Protoss attacking force. Killa Ace also has 2 more expansions under construction in the bottom left and also at the 6 o'clock island expansion position. Looks like Ramvid is back on the assault again, trying to make up for some of the advantage that he lost with the expansion in the bottom right. Here come the Zerglings. They're doing a decent job, however, it's going to be tough for those Zerglings to escape and get into Killa Ace's main base because of the very minimal area, the very tight pathways that are around the map. Those Zerglings were disappeared, and if Killa Ace decided to take advantage at any point, it looks like this game's going to go to him. In the meanwhile, Kill Ace is building a ton of photon cannons at his expansion in the bottom left corner. After all, if Ranvid's just going to continue to send in a bunch of Zerglings, they're going to just disappear in that bottom left area. Kill Ace is in complete control at this point in this stage of the game, and it looks like Ranvid's going to need to commit a minor miracle to pull this out. Back in Ranvid's main base, however, he does have an Ultralisk cavern that has been completed, and Ranvid is trying to pump out as many Zerglings as he can. However, it looks like Kill Ace, with now the third upgrade completed, is in a pretty good spot to take control and take game number one. He also has three Corsairs completed that he's planning on using most likely to harass some Overlords in the process as well, to make this entire process even more damaging to Ranvid. Ranvid looks like he's trying to send in three Lurkers into the natural expansion of Kill Ace to try to slow him down a little bit. And it looks like it caught Kill Ace off guard momentarily, but with a little bit of good fortune and an observer that just popped out at the right time. Well, it did pop out at the right time, but he had the observer cutting back towards the top of the map. And that's going to cost him quite a few probes, however, in that natural expansion. However, ultimately, I don't know if that's really going to make that much of a big deal, as Kill Ace is now going to have four bases versus Ranvid, the Zerg player, only having two. And Ranvid doesn't have a lot of drones at his natural expansion. So really, there was a decent attack from Ranvid, which did damage to some probes. But to be truthful, with the advantage that Kill Ace already has with the much larger group of units, and the probes that are now coming from his main base to reinforce at the natural, I don't quite know what Ranvid can do to pull this out. Sending his three Corsairs to the bottom of the map, probably going to have a scouting mission. And as I said also earlier, Ranvid decided to send in a bunch of Zerglings to the bottom left expansion, but the cannons, well enforced by a group of five pylons and two gateways, were no match for the Zerglings were no match for the well-defended position in the bottom left corner. And it looks like Killa Ace has his attack force on the way to try to make the final finishing blow. Back to you.
Okay, well, it certainly looks like Kill Ace is putting the squeeze on Ranvid real hard here. He's actually accumulating a force of several Dragoons, and looks like a High Templar and an Observer and maybe a Zealot or two. And he's just massing them in the middle here, about to move out, all the while he is busy scouting the map, looking for possible expansions that Ram might be trying to throw up at the last minute here. But it looks like he is about to find one, but no, he just pulled back his observer a little too early here. So at the moment, it looks like there is a lot of action going on back in Kill Ace's base. Looks like the remains of a failed drop here on Ram's part. It looks like he dropped in a force of several Zerglings that was promptly taken out by Kill Ace's force, but not before he managed to destroy a forge and a pylon and a couple of other buildings. Although I don't know how much that'll help him at this point. Back to you.
To be truthful, the only thing that could have helped him there is if he found a way to build a nuke there and destroy everything with that one attack. Wasn't quite going to work. Killa Ace, however, now also has a pair of carriers, of all things, coming in, while Ranvid is sending more Zerglings in on a suicide run to the natural expansion of Killa Ace, killing off the two cannons, including the one cannon that was in a very good position throughout the entire game. But Killa Ace sends in probably a quarter of his force and dispatches of those 10 Zerglings just as easily as they came. Looks like at this point as well, Killa Ace is just waiting for more carriers to build to finish things off. There is an expansion for Ranvid located in the bottom right corner, but what a surprise, Killa Ace has a good group of forces coming down to the bottom right to finish off that expansion. Although Ranvid did find a way to get a few Zerglings into the expansion of Killa Ace in the bottom left, but those photon cannons that you all remember that were defending that choke point of Killa Ace in the bottom left made mincemeat of those Zerglings. I guess that's probably the story of this game. Zerglings and mincemeat. Back to you.
Well, Well, I think what we are seeing here is very, almost typical Achilles, although I must say I've never seen him go carriers before, but, for quite a bit of the game, he was looking around with his observers and using that information to his advantage, and, it looks like Ram has just decided to charge in with a suicide attack to kill Ace's main base, and he had what looks like a control group of Zerglings just wiped out by one well-placed psionic storm, and he is trying desperately to take down a pair of Stargates before it's too late, and he managed to take one down, and it looks like Killa decided to cancel the construction on the other one so that he wouldn't lose any valuable carriers, and it looks like Ram is just trying to cause a little bit of havoc for Killa Ace so that, the game won't be given up without a fight. And meanwhile, it looks like Killa Ace is moving in with his Dragoons and having several of them taken out by a group of Zerglings that have come to retaliate for this incursion. Back to you.
Just for the record, that High Templar that did that psionic storm had a number of 32 kills. I'm sure all of our loyal listeners, all three of them, were really interested in knowing that. Those Zerglings that were in the speedlings, of Ramvids are now chasing away the four Dragoons that were remaining of Killa Ace back into Killa Ace's main base. Killa Ace, however, has another force coming in the other way. Looks like Ramvids just in a state of desperation. Here comes another wave of Zerglings, 3-2 Zerglings, by the way, coming into the main base of Killa Ace. Half of them are deciding to go into the natural expansion of Killa Ace in the top left. However, unfortunately for Ramvid, whatever he does at this point is not going to help him a lot, as Killa Ace already has a well-established expansion at the 6 o'clock position, and with no air at all to get to it, except for 6 Scourges, which are probably intended to be used against the 3 carriers that are laying waste to the natural expansion, the only real source of income remaining for Ramvid, except for the 2 lonely mineral sources back at his main base that have still not been mined. Back to you.
Well, I think that it was a well-played game on both sides, and despite the fact that Killa now firmly has control of the game and we know what the outcome will be, I think Ram won several moral victories along the way, managing to take out the Nexus at Killa Ace's primary expansion, as well as several key buildings back in his main, and taking down that attack force of Dragoons earlier, which was fairly impressive, seeing as how Killa Ace normally has very good control over his units, and at this point it looks like there's really not much left that Ram is able to do. He's trying to throw up an expansion at the 3 o'clock position on that island there, but Killa Ace has just sent an observer there, and so he knows all about this plan of action and will most likely deal with it accordingly in just a second here. Back to you.
One thing to keep in mind, too, as well, about the map choice here of Plains to Hill, it is not a map that really does a lot of good for a Zerg player. The Zerg players really appreciate natural expansions that are easy to defend and that are close. And on this map, there's only one natural expansion for each player. And also, that means that the Zerg player, in this case Ramvid, would have to spread his forces thinner to defend the areas, versus a Protoss player, which can survive quite a bit much easier with just one or two bases. Looks like Killa Ace is on the attack yet again with a group of 5 Dragoons taking on the remaining Zergling defense force of Ramvid. Ramvid did complete his expansion, however, at the 3 o'clock island position. However, one has to wonder how much money does Ramvid really have to do anything at that spot. Killa Ace as well also now has Disruption Web with his Corsairs, which he can use to disrupt the firing range of the 2 sunken colonies and the 3 lurkers that are defending, and basically Ramvid's last hope in this first game. So hopefully Ramvid will take some positives out of this first game. However, ultimately Killa Ace looks like he's going to take the victory and take an early 1-0 series lead. Back to you.
Well, I must say there have been several interesting things going on here, most of which seem to have just been completely unexpected. You know, for example, seeing Achilles finally going carriers for one, and Ram managing to pull off several interesting drops, and it looks like now we have the GG, as our friend Des would put it, and the game is now over. Ram has surrendered, and Kill Ace has taken the game.
Kill Ace is your winner and has taken a 1-0 series lead in this semifinal best of 5 series. The game lasted 26 minutes and 28 seconds. What a surprise, Kill Ace has the best score in unit structures and resources. Kill Ace's score was 114,337 versus Ramvid's score of 78,543. It was a very good Protoss versus Zerg matchup. However, I think Ramvid at the beginning admitted that this wasn't one of his favorite maps, and I think that him drawing Zerg didn't help him at all either. In just a few moments, we will be going to our first post-game show of the semifinals. And after this short commercial break, we'll be back with that. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio. You're more than welcome to talk, though.